Pete's favorite treat.
Ham.
Lunch and deli meat.
Ham.
Quite unsuitable for Pete.
Ham sandwich.
Food for hungry maws.
Ham.
Carved with deli sauce.
Ham.
Makes a lubricating gauze.
Ham sandwich.
Ham.
Sandwich.
Ham.
Sandwich. Ham. Ham. Ham.
Hello, it's Tuesday, May 16th, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show, special E3 wrap-up edition. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 55. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to send us an email, do so at videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. With us today, we have two people in-house and a couple more remotely. We have Tom.
Hey, everybody. I've been in Chris's basement for a whole hour now. I have not found any spiders. But then again, I have not found any Funyuns, so I don't know if the two attract you.
Mark, there's no correlation. We have Chris.
CNC in the house. I just have one word for everybody.
Whee!
I hate that name. And we have Bob.
Even here anyways.
No, know? I'm not here. I'm not really on the show anyway.
And lastly, we have Keith.
I'm remotely.
Now, Phil may or may not be joining us.
Place your bets now.
Right. He's here. All right, so what are we going to be talking about this week? We got housekeeping.
Housekeeping!
We have new at Dream Station. We have what we are playing. And then we have our big topics here. We got the Sony E3 stuff, the Microsoft E3 stuff, the Nintendo E3 stuff. We are going to skip the mailbag.
Mailbag!
Next topic.
So new at DreamStation.cc, we have E3 coverage from days 1, 2, and 3.
Three, and they're about over 100 photos from each day.
Tons and tons of photos. We had two guys from our site go down there. We had Chris, and we had, I don't remember if he goes by Ben or Redeema.
Both.
It was almost four, but somebody's a...
Yeah. Next year.
If it makes me feel any better, every year I say I'm not going and I go. So.
There you go. Between the two of us, one of us will be there.
Next topic.
Let's get into what we have been playing in the past week. I guess I'll go first. City of Heroes for the PC, City of Villains for the PC, which is sort of kind of the same game, and Brain Age for the DS.
I started playing City of Villains for the PC. I just made a character last night. She's Karma Chameleon. She's an innocent-looking schoolgirl with a hidden dark secret.
A giant... While Ben and I were standing in line to play Metroid Prime on Wii, we did play some Tetris for DS, and we played Brain Age.
Did you play that multiplayer, the Brain Age?
Yeah.
Any good multiplayer?
Not so much. No, not at all.
I learned I can't add as fast as Ben.
It's adding, multiplayer adding, right?
Multiplayer arithmetic, that's awesome. Isn't that a quiz?
Yeah, multiplayer arithmetic pretty much is a pop quiz. Quick, 6 minus 2.
Yeah, exact. 6 minus 2, that's 4.
Good. Yeah, Bob, did you play anything this week?
Because of you, I'm playing City of Villains against my better judgment in Auto Assault, both for PC.
Keith, what'd you play this week?
City of Villains, World of Warcraft, and Brain Age.
Next topic.
Sony's E3 coverage first up, because it's quite frankly the most disappointing. So they gave a launch date for the PlayStation 3.
Nice.
I didn't see that anywhere online, so I might have just invented that one, so I want full credit for that if PlayStation gets well known. It launches November 17th in the States, and on the 11th of November it comes out in Japan. They're going to have 2 million worldwide at the launch window, and 4 million by the start of next year. Now, just to summarize that against the 360, the Xbox 360 had 3 million worldwide at launch, and you couldn't find them anywhere. So the fact that Sony is going 2 million at launch, and everybody in Japan doesn't like the Xbox, they in fact like Sony, means that, yeah, you're pretty much not going to be able to find them at all. But that's okay, because our next point is pricing. So even if you can find them, you won't be able to afford it anyways unless you sell organs.
We got two kidneys.
Whose organs?
Yeah.
Plasma might be
You could
be
donate
good.
Plasma. I think Bob brought up a good point. Other people's organs.
I'll donate Tom's organs.
What's going on with the pricing is there's going to be two SKUs, they call them. There's two different consoles. There's the TARD pack. For $500 United States dollars, you get a GIMPed 20-gigabyte model. For $600 United States dollars, you can get the 60-gigabyte model. We were saying kind of here that $500 is the price point, so I guess they sort of hit it, although for the $500 version, you will not have Wi-Fi support.
If you go to PlayStation.com, stats are there, and the Wi-Fi is not checked for
okay.
the 20.
So let's for now say that there's no Wi-Fi support. In addition to that, there's no memory card reader for your SanDisk cards and your
SD compact flash and memory stick.
And then lastly is the biggest one. You don't have HDMI output. So what that means in English is...
What?
Yeah. You like that one? No 1080p games. So Sony made such a big stink about the next generation of gaming doesn't start until you have 1080p. 1080p is kind of like your monitor resolution. You got your 640 by 480 or your 1024. 1080p is the pinnacle of... TVs today. That's the most high definition that you can go right now today on a high def TV. Talking about the controller real quick, the DualShake It's a dual shock controller, so the boomerang is gone. The problem now is that they got rid of the rumble pack, and they added in its place some sort of gyroscopic sensor so that when you tilt the joystick in different directions, it's a little dingamabobber hanging in the middle of it, and it tells you where you're going so that you can
look around the corner when you're playing a racing game. It'll actually, like, respond to that.
Supposedly.
Yeah. No, it was more like they saw the Revolution controller, like, 3 months ago, and it's like, oh, man, we gotta copy this.
The Japanese pricing's different. Now, the pricing scheme in Japan, though, it's open pricing. They don't have an MSRP. They can price whatever they want. So retailers are going to price it based on demand. So people are expecting that it's going to be $1,000 plus in whatever the Japanese currency is, equivalent of dollars.
The controls, we got to talk with Andy Ashcroft, developer and producer of Warhawk, okay, which is a flight game. It's not a launch title. They didn't know exactly when. It was about 30% done.
You're like a plane and you fly around and shoot.
He was really into talking about how you can lean the controller to control the plane and you can use one hand to play the game. The controller can detect you going up and down, left and right, and tilting it forward and back. So it can pick up all those different axes. You don't need a flat antenna like the Wii has to detect that stuff. The leaning steering, we got to try it, and it worked really well. They are basically ripping off everything the Xbox controller had and everything the Wii controller has and putting it together. There's a little PlayStation button in the middle that you push, which I'm guessing is going to be the thing that brings up your menu for all the interface to the network. R2 and L2 buttons are now not buttons. They're actually triggers that have about an inch worth of distance travel on them. If we went and looked at all the PlayStation 3 games and none of them had the motion sensing or only a few, they added it on after Nintendo announced it. They were like, oh crap, we got to do this and let's get it done. Talk to the guys at Insomniac. We talked to Michael Stout. They're making a first-person shooter for PlayStation 3 called Resistance Fall of Man. Doesn't have any of the motion sensing capability in it. We asked them about that and they said they're looking into it and they don't know what they're going to do yet.
No.
Most of the PlayStation 3 games were only 20 to 40% done, so what I say now may not be what we see final.
November is 5 or 6 months away.
The games look good, but they didn't look that much better than Xbox 360, in my opinion. The other thing that was interesting about the Gran Turismo 4 is that the new controller has those analog triggers, so most racing games use that. Well, this version, granted it's only 20% done, was still using the X and square for gas and brake. Why aren't you using these new buttons? So I don't even know if those new buttons were added at the last minute.
It sounds like they made the controller on the way to E3.
Yeah. Xbox 360 last year, when we saw it, they tried to smoke and mirrors and show you the Xbox 360, but really it was playing on dual G5s.
We're giving Sony a small amount of credit.
Yeah, Sony didn't try to trick you. They just had the actual right in the middle for everyone to see these rack units that you could tell they were running.
Everything that I've read and seen said the same thing.
Chris kept mentioning that most of the games were 20 to 40% done. Wasn't the system originally anticipated to release in the spring? And if so, why is everybody so far behind? Is it because we don't know what kind of hardware is going to be able to run this stuff?
No, they don't. That was one of the things that everybody was...
Because they can't decide what they're going to put in the system?
Well, no, I guess the question is, when did they start distributing dev kits?
It was just recently.
Did you say, when did they start distributing dev kits?
Dev kits.
Dev kits, yeah. They're distributing dev kits now. Companies like Sega and some of the other major publishers are having issues on, they don't know what's going to be in the box either.
Right.
And, how can you build a game and get it to run at a decent frame rate when you have no idea how powerful the system's going to be, what's going to be running in the system?
The guy was saying, though, with that Insomniac game, even though it's running at 720p, he said they're having a hard time slowing the machine down at 720p. They're throwing like tons of stuff in there, and he said the only way they're getting any slowdown at all is with the 32 player multiplayer games with like tons of stuff on the screen all at once. So
what he's saying is we can't run the game at 1080p or 1080i, so we're going to go 720p because we're too lazy to optimize. We're just going
to... Or they want to have a consistent 60 frames per second, so they're going to stay at 720p.
Aren't the answers. Now, did you see any of the live stuff? People were saying they stole the controller from the Wii and they stole Xbox Live from Microsoft.
See, I don't know if they showed anything at the press conference because I didn't go to that, but I didn't see anything on the show floor that was about the network or anything. PlayStation 3 right now, to summarize, I didn't see anything that looked any better than Xbox 360 games. Xbox 360 is going to be on second generation games by the time PS3 hits. PS3 is going to be $600. You're hearing rumors of Xbox 360 being a price drop to $350. I can't see parents this Christmas going in and saying, Jimmy, why do you need this system that's double the price and looks exactly the same and does all the same functionality. Maybe they'll totally blow us away this fall, but right now they look good, but they don't really look any better than 360.
All right, so I guess the last couple closing comments are, the rumor mill was saying that rather than coming out and wowing everybody with their press conference, Sony came out with this press conference. It kind of...
We didn't wow you, we weed you.
It kind of fizzled, and then instead of taking all this praise, they were really defending themselves from criticism for the rest of the week. I mean, did you talk to any official Sony guys? And
PR guy we talked to was really nice. He was like, isn't the system, you know, doing really good? Do you like it? What do you think of it?
He's like, my system. Isn't it good?
We were like, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like it sucked, but it just...
Just not worth $600.
We did not need to spend 3 hours at the Wii booth and then walk over to Sony, because that just... You're seeing total innovation, playing all those games, and you're like, these are cool. And then you go over to Sony, and they're like, yeah, we got this controller that tilts. And we're like, yeah, but Nintendo has that. These graphics, they look great, don't they? They look like 360 games I've been playing since last fall. God.
I mean, did they say the Blu-ray was so great and wonderful? Because really, that's where the majority of this cost is coming from. And as a gamer, I want a gaming system. I don't care that it plays Blu-ray discs. Because that's the other thing. Blu-ray discs, from what I'm hearing, are going to be $5 or $10 more expensive for games because they're Blu-ray. They're not regular CDs. So instead of $60 for Roster Update 2007, you're going to pay $70 or $75.
I would say, yeah, because the movies are pricing at, what, like $25 or whatever instead of the $19 or whatever it is. So
we'll see how it goes, but I can't say I'm very pumped about the... We weren't before. This did not help. As a matter of fact, this made it worse. Phil Harrison said back when the two different versions of the Microsoft system came out, he said, this is just me speaking, not Sony corporate, but I don't understand why you would want to confuse consumers by releasing two different systems. I don't think we would ever go that route. And then they did the same exact thing, and you can't upgrade. There's no way to get a card reader on your...
And there's no HDMI port either.
Now, the HDMI port, you're hosed. The card reader, I guess you could get a USB PC card readers that you could probably get. Could probably get... Some Wi-Fi, you could probably get some sort of card for it.
Yeah,
and, you know, hard drives you probably can upgrade, but you can't upgrade an HDMI port.
The Sony did have, if we want to talk about this a little bit, Sony had download stations that you could download PSP games to play on your PSP.
Free download?
Free downloads to download and try and play what was at the show you could play on your PSP. But you can only download it to memory, like the Nintendo DS stuff does, and as soon as you turn it off, it's gone. So I brought Ratchet and Clank home, and I've been charging my thing to make sure it doesn't die, just to bring it to you guys. Yeah, we can't turn it off. We can only suspend it.
Don't shut it off. Never shut it off.
Ratchet & Clank is coming out in March 2007, so this is very early.
Well, it's like Mario 64 without Mario.
It sounds like Mario with all the coins dinging.
Those aren't coins. Those are bolts and...
Nuts?
Nuts.
Gotta be nuts.
Nuts and bolts. Yes, it is nuts.
Next topic.
We'll do Microsoft next. HD DVD drive announced that uses a USB 2.0 connection. It's also going to use the standard console's outputs, so you get your Dolby and your component and all that stuff. I don't think they released a price on that, but they said it would be available by the holiday season.
The holiday season.
They announced Live Anywhere, which allows you to basically have seamless between mobile, your PC, and your Xbox. Like one gamer tag across all three systems, and it was going to integrate so that while you're playing a game or writing a term paper, we can invite Tom in to play City of Heroes so he actually takes another 3 weeks to get it done.
Nice. Hey, the grades came in today. Somehow I got an A- in that class.
People came over on Saturday, and we had downloaded a bunch of stuff on the Xbox Live Marketplace. They had a lot of content up from E3. I thought that was really, really cool of them. We need queuing downloads. We also need
downloads. And a girl in the pink shirt.
We need downloading in the background. I've heard that the next Xbox Live update, which I want to say is June, going to have background downloading. The one thing that we were missing, and Tom and I were talking about this before you came over, was content that's not Microsoft-centric. So it was really cool. I mean, Dead Rising, Bob and Keith are probably going to buy a 360 because of the Dead Rising trailer. But I want to see generic E3 stuff. I want to see Sony coverage.
Why didn't Xbox cover Sony and Nintendo? I don't understand.
You know, it might have been, they could have covered Sony. I mean, that thing flopped, so it would have been a big joke if they covered that one.
It was cool. I watched it.
It was a good idea.
Didn't our Uncle Peter say that, go ahead, buy a Wii? Yeah, he did. He said, go ahead, buy a Wii.
He did.
So we got the okay from the uncle. Yeah, I know. I wonder if we could go over there for Christmas. If we get Christmas as his.
Another question that I don't know if you talked to anybody or not. I'm supposed to talk with Ross from Xbox Live Arcade. One of the things that everybody was pimping was that indie developers can get on Xbox Live Arcade. Now, one of the people that I've talked to said that it's actually a very high fee to get your game onto the marketplace and you get a very low percentage. So what I'm trying to figure out is what's the deal? I mean, maybe Microsoft won't want us to release prices, but is it real? I have a feeling that it's not as wonderful as it sounds that an indie developer can come out here, write a game, and get it put on the marketplace, because we've only seen big guys.
We might have an inside connection to find out about that, because
there's a guy in his trunk right now.
Applied for an Xbox Live Arcade license to be able to make games in the process of trying to get that kit and get all that information. He wanted to, you know, maybe get an interview with us and stuff, and I told him, yeah, that'd be cool. So, you know, non-disclosure, I don't know how much you'll want to talk to.
Chris, you remember last week we mentioned that this weekend was Xbox Live with celebrities.
It was.
And we actually did, we had an opportunity to play with a celebrity this weekend.
Which celebrity was
it? We get to play with the Antichrist.
Oh, that's right! We did, I played Uno against the Antichrist himself. He had a very...
And you're ignoring him because he's too skilled for you.
The Antichrist was too
and
good.
And he just whooped me at Uno. There was me and two other guys.
He's got fat mad Uno skills.
He cheats. He's the Antichrist.
He uses dark power for one purpose, which is to cheat at Uno.
Draw four.
I know.
To dominate Uno.
And then I left him feedback that I'm avoiding him because he's too skilled of a player, the Antichrist.
Did he offer, like, he let you win?
No. There's no dealing with the Antichrist.
No. This isn't the devil. This is the Antichrist. He's here to bring destruction to the world. Nothing else.
Did you get a hands-on with Shadowrun? It hits a hard spot on me because I'm a big Shadowrun role-playing enthusiast. And that crap that they showed as the trailer, it looks like...
Dude, it's innovative. You can make holograms.
It's like Perfect Dark. I mean, it looked like an Xbox One generation game.
Oh, that was a piece of trash.
Well, why it looked bad is because it's multi-platform on the PC and Xbox 360, and the PC is pulling it down.
Keith was saying the same thing.
Wine... moan and complain because the PC guys are beating their ass so bad.
There was a system for the Dreamcast where Quake, you could play PC against Dreamcast, and it was just a slaughter. It wasn't even it wasn't even right. And I can't wait, because I may just buy the game just so I can pwn some console people because they think they're...
Well, but maybe the console people may have, like, auto-aim. They're taking you out.
I mean, and let's face it, I can't beat the Antichrist in Uno. I'm not going to be able to beat anyone in Xbox Live Arcade, you know.
The Xbox 360, they said there's 5 million sold. 6 million members on Xbox Live now, supposedly. Luminous Live is coming out. That was a pretty cool game on PSP. It's going to be on Xbox Live exclusively to an extent, but I also saw it on mobile phones, so I don't know how exclusive it is.
It's exclusive to this and mobile phone.
But they're going to have Madonna songs and other songs you can download from the marketplace. And
speaking of that, were you there for the Paris Hilton's announcement?
I saw the blocked off aisleway that I couldn't get to Paris Hilton, but we wanted to get a picture because Ben said that you're like a fan of Paris Hilton. We tried, Chris.
I know. Ben said he tried to get your listening dream station from Paris herself.
Maybe you could have brought back some of her crabs.
Yeah.
He did. They're in the grab bag.
160 Xbox 360 games by holidays.
Are those including the live marketplace live?
They showed Capcom Street Fighters again. I know you're waiting.
I know I am.
We should get a list of questions and then ask our contacts in Microsoft.
We could do that.
We're connected people.
Fable 2 is coming out. You guys probably saw that. Forza Motorsports 2 Holiday 2006. That looked pretty good. Like, to go along with that, they're bringing out a racing wheel that's wireless and has vibration plus true force feedback like the Logitech wheel for PlayStation 2. So that wheel looked pretty cool and it's first party. All the Play and Charge kit stuff all works with it. But if you do want true force feedback, feeling the G-forces in the corners, you have to plug it in. The camera, which you guys probably saw, the iToy
stuff. Yeah, I really want to see Tom's nasty butt when I'm playing Uno.
If Tom wants to, he could scan in his butt and put it on a player in the poker game.
Yes, Willie McButtcrack. We did talk about that this week.
We know, in the original Star Wars, the creature that Obi-Wan cut his arm off, that was the butt-face creature.
What we're talking about is they have a thing so that you could take the camera and you take like a front-on shot and I believe a side view profile and it will map the... Did they talk at all? Because we talked about this a little bit. Did they talk at... If you're swearing and being an idiot, we have feedback. If you're dangling your junk in front of the Xbox camera, did they talk about...
dangling their junk in front of the camera. What are they doing exactly to cut down on?
I mean, did they even address it? Aren't they worried that someone's going to flash a boob on the...
I'm banking on it.
I might be scooping this. The guy did say that all the controllers, the wireless controllers, at a future date, they're bringing out a wireless controller adapter for the PC to use all the wireless controllers on the PC.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the steering wheel is supposed to work on the PC, the wireless controllers will work on the PC. We got a party going on now. It's called Viva Pinata. Game actually looks good. It's kind of like a cross between The Sims and Animal Crossing.
Did they have Fergie Fudgehog live in person there? It's a character in the game, Fergie Fudgehog.
What you do, you start off with a worm, pinata, kind of like a paper towel roll.
It's kind of like a...
Yeah, there you go. It's a kid's game! Well, wait, it gets better.
Please don't say you have to eventually...
Well, hang on. Well, yeah. You have a garden that you're trying to make the garden pleasant and inviting for other pinatas to come in. At first, what you do is like worms like dirt. So you whack the ground with a shovel.
This game is not for
for you!
The worm goes on the ground and is excited about the ground, and then... Brian! So anyways, the worm likes the dirt, so it starts hanging out in your garden, which you're excited about.
Oh, God, I can't breathe.
And then the next thing you need to do, they showed, is, like, you need to plant grass. So you need to make more dirt, and then you plant seed. The grass grows, and then they showed, like, a snake coming in. So then you get a snake pinata that comes in.
I'm fine until I see idiot in the background laughing.
It's not me, it's Keith.
To get them to mate, or...
Wait, oh, whoa!
Whoa!
You got to get them to dance. And you set up, like, a dance club, and then the worms, like, dance and do some lambada. After they've done that, then they multiply and you get more worms in. And you try to create the garden. The object is to get all the pinatas in the game. I forget how many there are, but you're trying to get all of them.
Does anyone break the pinata?
Yeah, you can break them open, or they'll fight each other and get in fights and they'll break open. And when they do, all the candy spills out. And then what happens is all the other pinatas in the area run over and eat all the candy.
They're carnivorous.
Plus you'll get pinatas that come in that are like irritate the other pinatas, or they're mean. You got to get rid of that pinata that's mean, or try to
disembowel it and then feast on its entrails.
Right.
I don't know how cool it'll be or not, but it sounded pretty cool. They said they're changing the way you try and buy games, because they said Fight Night Round 3, they released that demo early. People played the demo, and then the pre-orders went up by like 3 times the amount.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, I always like the demos to be able to play them before you... Exactly. For especially $60 anymore. I think we're all for demos.
Microsoft is talking about episodic content.
Yes, yeah. Grand Theft 4.
That's coming out October 2007. Gears of War was the multiplayer we played was really good. I mean, I don't like first-person shooters as much as maybe you do, but I would say that this was different as a first-person shooter than a lot of the other ones I played. You could duck behind walls and come up and shoot. You could also reach over the wall with the gun and just blast like crazy, you know, without knowing where you're shooting. Your gun also has a chainsaw on it, so if you get close to the guy, instead of shooting him, you just buzz him in half, so it's just and just blood splattering everywhere. All the people that love that stuff will really enjoy that. But Gears of War, yeah, definitely was a big hit. But then Bill Gates came out, and then he started talking about how Windows Vista, mobile phone, Xbox 360, and how you have one unified gamer tag now. So you basically sign up for a gamer tag, you carry it over to each system. When you're on your Xbox 360 or any of the other devices, you can actually see in your friends list what they're using right now. So it'll show you they're on their mobile phone, they're on their 360, they're on their PC.
That's an Xfire competitor at least on the PC side.
I think right now Xfire is one of the few that does it.
I wonder if they plan on moving into the mobile market also.
What they're doing too, this was kind of cool. If you're on Xbox 360 and you buy Bejeweled, you now get to play it on your mobile phone too for free. It automatically comes over. And I think on the PC too, you buy a game once and your gamer tag that owns it takes it to each system you go to. Yeah, so I mean basically that's what they talked about.
Blogger Bus? Did you hang at the Blogger Bus?
Yeah, we did hang at the Blogger Bus.
That sounded like a really good idea.
John was pretty cool. It was nice to meet him finally. Yeah, we hung out there for a little while, got some free pizza, got to talk to some of the people from Microsoft, and I met Trixie, the Xbox Live. But at the press conference, there were some people that had laptops. They flipped out in their chair, and a lot of them
flipped out like a ninja and killed everyone.
Next topic.
The last bit of E3 wrap-up here is Nintendo, and I think this was the thing that people were the most anticipating, the most excited for.
You guys were not anticipating it until they came out with the name Wii. That's when the buzz started.
That is completely not true.
Liar.
The show where we said, what were you excited about, E3, that's before they named the before they renamed the Revolution.
Somebody, I forget who, I think it might have been Peter Moore, good old Uncle Peter, he's full of knowledge today. He was saying that stuff doesn't make sense, like Yahoo.com, Google, iPod, none of that stuff really had a good context.
Well, Reggie actually said that at the press conference, even. The name is weird, but Google and iPod, Yahoo, and all those were weird too when they first came out. People got to know it. He did say he made a joke. He said, he goes, well, I'd like to thank all the people that liked the name when we announced it. We really appreciate the two of you.
Yeah, he admitted he doesn't like it either, apparently.
He said it does encompass what they're trying to do with we, and it's not about you and it's not about me, but it's about everyone.
Then
and
they
we.
Should have spelled it W.
That doesn't spell we. A lot of people on the show are saying that they think by putting out such a ridiculous name, it's got all the E3 pre-E3 thunder.
Well, even when the Xbox 360 came, was announced the name...
We didn't like it. There aren't inherent pee-pee jokes that you can say about 360. My kind of upfront Nintendo facts here, they didn't announce a launch date. They didn't announce a price. Kind of a Dream Station are speculating the range of $200 to $250.
I'd say maybe even $300.
$300 for the system formerly known as Revolution doesn't seem like that bad of a price, Chris. I mean,
saying it's that bad of a price, but if they're truly trying to get into every single home, I think $300 is still a little high. For the casual gamers, I think $300 is just too much.
You do? I don't think so.
PlayStation launched for $299. I think even Nintendo 64 was $299, maybe.
And I already mentioned both companies are kind of trying to fight to get Nintendo on their side. Uncle Peter from Microsoft said, you know, hey, let's buy a Wii with that same amount of money it would cost to buy a PlayStation to get a Wii and an Xbox. In addition to that, Phil Harrison from Sony was saying the same thing. Oh,
well, he did it 2 days later.
He did it as soon as Peter Morris said it, a little Japanese dude ran to the bus.
He got that press release. They ran it over to Sony corporate, and they're like, quick, put this out, but just replace it.
We need to say something on here that somebody's already doing that they don't know about, and then Sony will copy that, too.
Online, 24/7, Nintendo revolution. Even when the system is off, it's going to be doing things in the background.
Not when I unplug it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Windows updating, like, automatically.
Wii Connect 24 is what it's actually called. Constant connection to the internet, and they were saying, for an example, like Animal Crossing, your friends can come visit your town while you're sleeping. You leave your Wii on.
They can use my system as a server. That's awesome. Thanks.
So you don't want strange men coming to my town while I'm sleeping.
Pillage your village in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you wake up and there's big holes everywhere, you know, you get them filling.
We've set fire to all your buildings, and we've planted weeds in your town, shook all your trees.
They're also saying, like, updates to the system or patches or...
Patches?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not patches. Updates. Enhancements.
The last thing that I had in my pre-Wii coverage was the friend codes. Nintendo Wi-Fi is going to use a friend code-style system, which I absolutely abhor, but it sounds to me like you got to have a friend code. Now, the friend code is unique not only per game, but also per DS today. So when the DS Lite comes out next month and I try and play Tetris, I'm going to have to make a new friend code. In addition to that, I have to tell all my current friends, hey, I've updated my system. Here's all my new friend codes. Giant pain in the rear end.
I don't remember them mentioning anything about that.
Okay. I really hope that this friend code thing was a misprint or something, because that would suck. It's no good on the DS, and it's going to be no good in the Wii.
Their big thing they put on the screen the whole time was playing equals believing. That is the true statement. I mean, the Wii system went in knowing that it was going to do motion detection and, you know, 3D space and stuff, but...
Now, we saw that video online of Miyamoto and two other dudes or whatever playing...
Yeah, they had four people, the guy that won the AOL contest.
Was that you literally... As you run, your little man runs?
I played the tennis in the booth, and I think I had hands-on with maybe six or eight games. Table tennis, for example. The Wii controller, first of all, just to talk about the Wii controller, the remote.
The Wiimote?
It's very accurate. It's very sensitive. It actually works the way you would think it would.
The Wii is very sensitive.
It's sensitive. It cried. It's very accurate. I was worried about that. All of us have probably tried some type of motion-sensing controller in the past, and they like kind of work. Table tennis, you held the controller like a racket, and you tapped it back and forth. Shigeru Miyamoto came out to start the press conference with the remote in hand and was conducting the music. He would speed up and slow down, and the music would speed up and slow down based on what he was doing with his hands. Thought it worked pretty good. I mean, it seemed like it was pretty close.
Because you can't fake a tech demo.
No, he could practice and know how to do it, I guess. But
pretty much everything was kind of hands-on, though.
If you got into the Wii area, if you got into that section, once you got in, you were allowed to stay there as long as you wanted, and you got hands-on time with... There were 27 games on the show floor. The fishing rod they showed in Zelda, you can go fishing, you've cast the lure, and then you reel it back in. The remote also has a speaker in it. If you're playing and using the nunchuck with Zelda, you hold that out, and you pull the Wii controller back, like when you're shooting a bow and arrow, and you actually hear the arrow stretch back in the speaker on the remote. And then when you release the arrow, you actually hear the arrow leave the remote and go into the TV, so it has location sounds.
I saw the video of it, and it looked pretty wild. It was literally, I mean, the same motion as using a bow and arrow, and it made a little fling noise when you shot.
Mario, when you're picking up coins and stuff, you'll hear the coins in the remote.
Yeah, Mario, he can never get enough coins.
Know when Sony's going to announce that their controller has a speaker in it. Maybe it'll be an add-on Excite truck at off-road racing. You steer that by holding the remote sideways and tilting it up and down. You can also tilt it forward and back to adjust the angle, the pitch of your truck.
Now, the graphics aren't really on par with, let's say, the 360, but are they noticeably better than the GameCube versions?
Yeah, I would say they're better than the Xbox and the GameCube and the current generation. They're better than that. Yeah, they aren't as good as 360 and PS3, at least right now. They had, like, one, I think this is WarioWare, remember that had it? They had, like, the girl holding the remote in her hand and balancing it. Like, there was a thing on screen that was, like, balancing, like, a, you know, like a vase or something, and you're trying to balance it on your hand with the remote. Another one, she held the remote up to her hip and was using a hula hoop, so you're actually moving your hips to do the hula hoop with the remote.
Just go
The WarioWare, also what we played, you could hold the remote in both hands and like push a guy away. You had to push forward to push him away.
Virtual shoving. I think I heard about that.
They had a frying pan that you had to hold the remote and flip it to try to flip the stuff.
Ooh, I hope Rockstar Games releases a game on the Wii. Bully with the Wii remote. That'd be awesome.
Well, they had Dragon Ball Z there, and that was a fighting game. It looked like they had to punch with two remotes. Zelda is a launch day title, but I was kind of surprised that they said that there's a GameCube version and a Wii version, two separate.
That's They're shocking. The Let me guess, there's going to be a Mario launch date title too? Sorry.
I'm thinking yes. Yeah, the Mario, Super Mario Galaxy. That looked weird, but cool. You swing the remote around to swing people to throw them off. I didn't play it.
That's their strategy. They're going to sell millions of replacement remotes as I swing around my head and I let go of it.
All the remotes had a, like the PSP cell phone strap, all the remotes had that they made you put around your wrist before you played it. Tennis, you can play four-player split-screen tennis, and you got to actually use a racket and use a remote like you're holding a tennis racket. You got to swing this way and this way. Living room, you're going to be whacking people left and right with their remote.
This is not the system you want when you're sick, huh?
Dude, I'm home today. I'm sick. I got the flu. I guess I'll play a game.
Games like Metroid Prime and Red Steel and Excite Truck.
Shoots an actual Metroid into the room with you, and you're just like, ah! You just run.
Well, we, not for asthmatic children.
Those four games, they seem like you could play sitting on the couch because you just need to aim with your arm, and you can use the nunchuck to do other things. The nunchuck, for example, in Red Steel, you can have two swords. You block with the nunchuck controller, and you stab with the remote. So you have two swords in your hands moving around at the same time.
I was going to say, most games come with a seizure warning. This one comes with a heart attack warning.
Yeah, exactly. There's a decent amount of games that you're going to have to play probably standing up. Golf, you had to stand in golf and take a full swing. If you didn't, you didn't hit the ball.
You see, I'm not so much sure I'm liking the Wii anymore.
Tennis, you had to swing the whole racket. Golf, you had to swing the club. Baseball, you had to swing the bat like a normal bat.
Do they have Trauma Center?
I didn't see Trauma Center.
I mean,
there.
That's defibrillator. That would be cool.
Metroid, that was very accurate. I got to play that. It was kind of weird at first, but it's like a PC mouse. You're moving the left nunchuck. You have a analog stick to control left and right and your viewpoint. It moves where you're steering and moving around, but you also move the remote left and right, and when you get to the edge of the screen, it kind of like the mouse, how when you keep moving to the edge, it keeps moving over. So that's how this does.
Potentially not going to be as accurate as a mouse, though.
It's actually more. Once you get used to it, it feels more intuitive than a mouse. Wherever you want to shoot, you aim. There's
I'm not sold.
You're not sold?
No.
Dude, your shoulders are going to tire out 10 minutes into the game.
Small Japanese kids with giant, bulky shoulders.
Keith, this is not your system.
Yeah. He's pissed about the DS. I got to use my finger to move this. Oh, dude.
That was one downfall, maybe. I'm not positive. We'll see when it launches. A lot of the games sort of had iToy minigame feel to them. Is there going to be substance? Are you going to be able to have a 20-hour game on this system?
Will the novelty wear off pretty quickly? I mean, that's kind of how we are with the iToy. It's fun, but then you get sweaty and you're like, dude, I got nice clothes on and I really didn't feel like moving around this much.
Can I flip an egg for 2 hours in a row?
The 3 hours we're in that booth, are there's all
you're
sorts of
peripherals. You're full body suits where you have like Wii controllers and your arms and your legs.
Like the whole motion capture.
Motion capture.
And we can play the 500 Gundam games.
With it being in 3D space and being able to detect that, and you can have four controllers at the same time, there's a lot of possibilities. I mean, maybe we're thinking more than they will, or maybe we're going way off in tangents, but yeah, I mean, what Tom's saying with having a suit with remotes plugged in,
that might be a cool idea.
That might happen for all we know. I mean,
I better run out and patent that.
I'm disappointed with the way this is sounding. These games sound not at all leisurely.
They're not going to be leisurely. I mean, they're going to be...
So what the f*** do I want it for? Buy a football. Buy a frisbee.
Me and Keith were complaining about this on email earlier. On go outside and play a sport. It's just as much work and you won't be stinking up your living room.
SpongeBob is another game that's come out. I didn't get a chance to play that.
See how much water you can absorb.
How much water?
Dive into your bathtub. See how much water you absorb.
I do have pictures that I took of most of the games of Wii that I put in the E3 coverage. So if you guys want to check it out, I put them out on day two. There's a ton of pictures from the Wii booth. They've showed Pokemon Mystery Dungeon September 18th when it's coming out. You actually play the Pokemon now instead of raising them. You are the Pokemon.
So what? You sit in the ball?
My dream has come true.
Yeah, you sit in the ball waiting to be unlocked. And Final Fantasy 3 with new graphics and are coming out to DS. Back to the Wii for a second. Tennis, golf, and baseball. Those are going to probably be on one disc as a sports Wii sports pack. And you were asking about the tennis, like if I had to move the guy and everything. When I was playing it at the show, it seemed like the guy just moved to the ball and you just had to hit it. But it was hard enough to hit the ball to begin with because you got to swing correctly and everything.
My view of Nintendo has plummeted today.
Yeah? Too much activity for you?
Yeah, it's like, if I'm going to put forward that much effort, I might as well go out with my friends and do something physical.
It was definitely innovative. It was definitely looked like it was going to be fun to play. Yes, you probably will get sweaty.
I don't mind running around and getting sweaty if I'm doing something.
Next topic.
Throw me a bone here. Name something interesting that's on the PC side.
The World of Warcraft update was there. World of Warcraft was there. The PC side probably that I liked was the Windows Vista with the gamer tag stuff and being able to cross-platform with Xbox 360 games and like Shadowrun and stuff like that. There was a booth for that, the physics card that you can put in. I didn't really look at it much.
AGF PhysX.
Physics is sweet, and as you walk by, they swing like a big ball at you, and it nails you in the side, and you fall down.
And they give you a quiz. You can't pass this physics quiz, and then you can't play the game. Like, you should have paid attention in high school.
But the other game they showed that looked good for PC was Crytek.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
Crytek looked pretty good. Definitely, I mean, there was the real-time strategy games and, you know, all those types of games. I didn't really center and focus on the PC gaming. E3 is about all types of gaming, but there is a decent amount of console over
PC. Let's face it, this year it's the console war right now anyways.
Next topic.
We're going to skip the forum question because the show is 2 hours and 15 minutes long. We'll do the mailbag next week. We'll do the forum question next week. We're going to stick with Philip Willis's poll. This will be the second week we've ignored poor Philip Willis. So yeah, that was show number 55, the E3 wrap-up show. I don't think I did housekeeping in the beginning. I wanted to say thanks to Liquid Cheese, Cobol is Dead, and Temple Dog. Liquid Cheese was doing the best of thread. Cobol actually did a show, a best of show that he combined shows 32 through 37, and he made like a 20-minute actual show. It was pretty funny. And Temple Dog did a banner of the Spiders Love the Funyuns on the website forum, so if you want to check that out, go there.
Yes, kudos to both. They were very entertaining.
So yeah, check out our website, dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archives. If you want to email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Again, apologize, I didn't get to any mail this week. We'll do it next week. If you want to vote for us on Podcast Daily, go for it, and we hope to have you back same time next week. I think that's it. We're done. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Are we done?
Whee!
Bobby's favorite treat, lunch and deli meat. Wait on 2 to 4 feet.
That's right!
Food for hungry maws. Hard with deli saws. Makes a lubricating gauze.